Children mimic their parents. They act like their parents. Look at the child and you see the parents' values and integrity. This is Dr. Herbert Labarley, Dean of the University of Healing. Instant inspiration for today. Children mimic their parents. They act like their parents. You look at a child and you see the parents' values and integrity. Many parents will deny this vehemently. They'll say, no, I didn't teach my children to lie. I didn't teach my children to steal. I didn't teach my children to be mean to their brothers and sisters and the other kids in the block. I didn't teach my children to be discourteous. I didn't teach my children. That's right. You didn't teach them to be discourteous, but you didn't teach them to be courteous. You didn't teach them to be honest. You didn't teach them to be dishonest. It's true, but you didn't teach them to be honest. You didn't teach them to have values and integrity, because values and integrity come right from the home. They come right from the church. They come right from the school. They come right from the peers. Do you know where your children are right now? Do you know where they're, who they're playing with? Do you know who they're running around with? Do you know the type of people they're running around with? It's not that they're necessarily bad, but do you know the kind that they're running around with? Are they running around with naughty little boys and girls who get their own way and who are scheming up things to have a little more excitement in life? Good possibility. What are your kids doing? What sort of life are they leading? What are they doing while you're at work and while both parents are at work? What are they doing? Do they have the latch key around their neck to let themselves in? What do they watch on television? You know that you would never allow yourself to watch some of the garbage that's on television. But children think if it's there, it should be okay to watch because you allowed that to come in the house. Okay? So you allow a stripteaser to come in the house and play the striptease game in front of your family while you're eating supper, and you say, ha ha ha, isn't that funny? Well, then that's the value the children are going to have. They're going to think that, ha ha ha, isn't that funny? And that's okay. That's okay. You see, we build up our values of okay by things that our parents approve of or the things that they don't disapprove of. If you ever see anything in life that is not harmonious with what your values are, immediately take action to remove yourself from the scene and inform your children that this is not an acceptable behavior. This is not an acceptable behavior. This is not an acceptable behavior. Can you act like this is not an acceptable behavior? It's not really, because all you have to do is look at your kids. All you have to do is look at your kids, and you can see where they have actions that are not acceptable behavior. Where kids are discourteous to their mothers or their fathers, where their mother comes to talk to them, and they ignore her and just go about doing whatever they're doing. Their mother says, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. And they say, I haven't got time. And then they do whatever they want to do. And the mother lets them get away with it. The mother doesn't sit them down and say, young man, young lady, you're my child. While you're in my house, you will follow the rules of our family. You'll follow the program of our family. And it's a very good program. It's a program that every parent would love to have for themselves and their children. We honor one another, honor your parents. We honor your brothers and sisters, we respect the family, and in that same light, we respect everybody's family. We respect all the families on earth. We are harmonious with everybody. We believe that everyone is good and very good, because that's the way we created them. And now we expect them to act good. Now, if anyone ever comes along and asks you to do something that's unkind, that's illegal, improper in any way, you just say, I have something else to do, no thank you. Or, if you're strong enough, you can say, that's not the kind of behavior my mother allows me to do. Or, if you're even stronger, you say, that's not the kind of behavior I choose to do. And you see, it's a step, it's a step, it's a step, it's a step. And when the child is strong in their convictions, when the convictions are theirs, then they will say, that's not what I choose to do. You recall my sending various people out to talk to the children to tell them to turn off the lights and go to bed, turn off the lights and go to bed. And It was very important for them to do that. But what did they say? They said, Herb said you got to turn off the lights and go to bed. They made Herb the ogre, you know. And instead of them taking responsibility, I think it's time for you to go to bed now. It's just that time. Now, you lay down in bed and go to sleep there and cover up. Put your toys away. Tomorrow's another day. Oh, how wonderful that would have been for the kids and for the individual doing it. To take responsibility. I don't choose to participate in that type of behavior. I don't choose to act or talk like that. But you see, their parents didn't do that. You wait till your father gets home. When your father gets home, I'm going to have him talk to you. I'm going to have him tell you a thing or two. Well, my goodness sakes. Papa walks in the door and he doesn't know what's going on. And so then they're supposed to say, well, he's supposed to bawl them out for something and he doesn't even know what it is yet. And the kid runs up to him and says, Daddy, I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do it. That's all right. I know you didn't mean to do it. What did he do? You know? And right away, the kid gets Papa on his side. And that's pitting the parents against each other. The mother should just say, when your father comes home, we're going to talk about this. And after he and I talk about it, then we'll talk to you about it. But this is very serious. You don't go around slapping little girls. It's not whether they slap you or not. You just never slap a little girl. You never slap a girl, period. That's just not acceptable behavior in our society, in our life. But she hit me first. That doesn't matter. You just stand there and take it. But why did you create her hitting you in the first place? Why did you make her mean? Why can't you be like some of the other boys and be so gentle and loving that they want to kiss you instead of hit you? But I don't want to kiss a girl. Well, that's okay. You don't have to kiss a girl. But the thing is, make them like you instead of dislike you. Making them dislike you isn't making you more of a boy. It isn't making you more of a man. It only means that you have not learned how to be who you are under all circumstances. A gentle, loving, wonderful person. Now, what do you think we ought to do? What do you mean? Well, what do you think we ought to do about that girl that you hit? Nothing. She hit me and I hit her and that's it. No. What do you think we ought to do? You mean, you think we should go over and apologize to her? No. What do you think we ought to do? Well, what do you think we ought to do? Go over and apologize to her. And so, do you want me to come along, or do you want to go alone? Well, bad enough doing it, I'll go alone. And so, the child goes alone, knocks on the door, and says, Susie, what do you want to be talking to me about? Blah, 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 you hit me. Susie, I'm sorry that I hit you. Little boys are not supposed to hit little girls at any time. And I'm sorry that I let myself lose my temper with you. Will you excuse me? And Susie will say, my God, you know, what a man, what a boy, what a fantastic person, you know. He's got the guts to come over here and apologize after I clobbered him good. I sent him across the room, you know. I mean, I'm no little chicken, you know. And I'm a girl, I'm a strong girl, you know. I climb trees just like anybody else. But habit, we do not. Tradition, we do not. Culture, we do not hit little girls. And little girls shouldn't hit little girls either. That's not acceptable either. But you see, the teachings are taught in the home. The parents who have the time, if they have the time to play the game of sex and have a child, they certainly should have the time to raise that child, or else give them away to an orphanage or something, you know. But don't have dogs around the house that you don't train, because they bark and make a lot of noise and bother the neighbors. And if the neighbors come nearby, they bite them, because they're not trained to be loving. Well, the same with children. Don't have children if you're not willing to give them a reasonable amount of time. That doesn't mean all day long, which would be interesting, but give them the normal time that parents plan to give children. A mother, I would like to say, is home with the child during the day, and the father comes home in the evening and spends some time with the child, playing ball or listening to their stories or talking to them, reading to them. No. There the values are built up in life. There are the values of things that are important and things that are really nice are created. Now, is this the type of thing that we are doing? Children mimic their parents. They act like their parents. And look at a child, and you see the parents' values and integrity. And that's true. I would never steal. Well, how do you know he stole? How do you know she stole something? Well, I saw them do it. Did you really see them do it? Or did someone tell you that? Or do you think that they did it because they were the only ones that could have done it? Why don't you give them the benefit of the doubt? Would you ever steal? Then why do you think your son or your daughter would steal? Have you stole? Are you some sort of a thief that goes around stealing? But if you're not, then why would your daughter or son steal? Because they learn their values at home. If they say they have not stolen, talk to them and say, hey, I believe in you. If you say you did not steal, I believe in you. Now, what can we do about this thing? It looks like it's kind of a crazy thing that it appears that you stole it. Now, what can we do about it? Well, we can find out the person who stole it. Yeah. But you see, the only thing that we want to do is to show by your life and by your action, by your integrity, by your values, that you could not have done it. And once we show that, you'll never have to prove another thing again. You can be in a position to handle great sums of money, and no one will even know if you've taken some or not. They really have no idea if you embezzled or not. And they would never dream that you would embezzle. Now, this is a beautiful thing. Some embezzlers get people to think that way because they are very crafty. They realize that if people don't believe that they are embezzlers, then they're not going to put them to the test. But live your life so beautifully, so wonderfully, that you are indeed a reflection of your parents. Or, let's put it this way, you are indeed a reflection of your divine self. And perhaps it might be a gift, a thought or a direction or something. It might be an example. It might be an example to your parents of what morality is, of what being beautiful is. This little symbol that we saw in Ghana and Nigeria, and the boy and girl, boy and girl sitting back to back, apparently naked, and it's just the outlines. And underneath it says, "True love can wait." Well, I have no reason for saying this except I understand. Do you know who made that? Some young people. Some young people with values. Not older people. Young people with values are doing these things. Mm-hmm. And they're doing these creative things of stemming people's activities that are not beneficial for them, starting with themselves. So, out of the mouths of babes, that's what's said. Where are we getting all of our values? How are we working on our life? What's important for you and for me? That's to be ourselves and have fun. To have values, and with those values and integrity, to live a life so notable that we're very proud of ourselves at all times. Have a wonderful day. I love you very much, and I see you with values that are unequaled.